Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
Praised be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord reminds his listeners today that the Queen of the South came all the way from her country to listen to the wisdom of Solomon, and the Ninevites repented at the preaching of Jonah. These people were not of God's chosen race. They were not his chosen people. And yet they listened to wisdom of God through his chosen instruments. And the Ninevites changed their lives. That's why Jonah was running from them. He didn't want to go to Nineveh because they were not Israelites. They were not God's chosen people. But eventually we know he did go. And they listened and repented. And our Lord tells his listeners that they have a greater than Jonah. And many people did not listen to him, and that they would be condemned. And our Lord can say those same words to many people today. He entrusted his apostles and their successors with passing on his teaching. And he told them that he would send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to guide them to all truth. And that whoever would hear them would hear him. Yet many people today refuse to listen to Holy Mother Church and the truth she passes on to us from her Son. The Queen of the South, the Ninevites, will rise up and condemn many people in our own generation, 2,000 years later, after our Lord spoke these words. His wisdom is still not being heeded. And many people still claim to be Catholic, yet they feel they have the right to dissent from certain teachings. But it's not an option. Our present Holy Father, our previous Holy Father, told us, you know, there's no cafeteria Catholics. We can't pick and choose what we like. The faith is not a salad bar. And so let us heed our words, our Lord's words today, and follow the teachings that he's given us to guide us to heaven. It's out of love that he tells us what we need to hear, so that we too, like the Ninevites, can repent. And if it takes sackcloth and ashes to change our lives, so be it. It beats the alternative, eternal suffering. So during this Lent, let us truly wish to change what we need to change in our lives, those sins, those grudges, whatever it may be that is keeping us from a closer union with God.
Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
tibi.